The only sitting U.S. senator ever killed in battle was from Oregon. Well, he was sort of from Oregon. Well, good morning. My name is Finn John, and I'm going to tell you all about it. You've queued up the audio version of today's Offbeat Oregon Du Jour entry. Offbeat Oregon Du Jour is an RSS service that brings you a new story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History newspaper column every day. The Offbeat Oregon History newspaper column is a regular-sized newspaper column, so it's going to take me probably 7 to 10 minutes to tell you this. And the Du Jour service brings it to you in your choice of a text and images RSS feed or an audio-only podcast-type format. Of course, you're listening to the audio version right now. So let me tell you a little bit about the Offbeat Oregon columns. They bring you true stories from Oregon history. Stories of heroes and rascals, of shipwrecks and lost gold, of Shanghai'd sailors and Skid Road bordellos, and pirates and robbers and buried treasure and unsolved mysteries and all sorts of good stuff like that. And the best part is you've probably never heard of any of them. Well, you've probably heard of one or two. The stories are real, though, and I do have citations to actual legitimate historical sources included with the text version. The text version is at ofor.us/t for text. You can go there with your newsreader and get it and read it while you're waiting in line at Starbucks and look at the pictures too. To get the podcast delivered regularly, direct your podcatcher to ofor.us/p as in podcast and subscribe. That's a redirect address. I created it as a shorty because, well, on a lot of smartphones, it's a real pain entering stuff. One other thing. If the movie ratings people were going to rate Offbeat Oregon, they'd give it a PG. Also, Offbeat Oregon stuff is all covered by a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license. If you'd like more information about that, it's pretty easy to Google. The bottom line is, you can pretty much use it for anything as long as proper attribution is given. So let's get to it. Today's column, Only U.S. Senator Killed in Battle Was from Oregon, sort of, was first published on April 10th, 2011. And here's what it's about. It's about Edward Dickinson Baker, a.k.a. Ned Baker, who was a close personal friend of President Lincoln and a formidable public speaker. And if he'd not been killed, he might very well have become president. Without his influence, Oregon would probably have sided with the South. Here's the story. For the North, October of 1861 was the darkest part of the Civil War. For the Union troops trying desperately to storm up the steep, treeless face of Ball's Bluff in Virginia one particular day, it was especially so. The river was at their backs, the rebels were in front of them, and they were like the main course at an all-you-can-shoot buffet. Seeing the survivors' courage beginning to waver, their colonel came up to the front to encourage them, and his uniform recognized, went down in a fusillade of rebel gunfire. And that was the end of Senator Edward Dickinson Baker of Oregon, the only sitting U.S. senator to ever die in battle. Hardly anybody knows about Baker, but some historians consider him the most important figure in Oregon Civil War history. Without him, the entire West Coast might have ended up joining the cause of the South. And yet, Ned Baker wasn't really an Oregonian at all, or, if he was, only just barely. Baker was born in Great Britain, but emigrated to the U.S. when he was 5. His family was Quaker, but as an adult he joined the Disciples of Christ Church. Although the Civil War tempted many devout friends to stray from their commitment to the Sixth Commandment, Baker had a real un-Quakerly taste for military action. He also had a really unusual gift for public speaking, so it was probably no surprise when he became an attorney. Baker ended up in Springfield, Illinois, which you may remember was the town in which another young attorney by the name of Abraham Lincoln was practicing. Well, the two became great friends, both of them committed to the cause of ending slavery. A few years later, during the Gold Rush years, Baker brought his law practice to San Francisco. Like so many others, he loved the place and didn't want to leave. But by the end of the 1850s, it was becoming clear that he'd have to. If he ever wanted to be elected to national public office, it would not be in California. The state was firmly Democratic, and the Democrats at that time were the party of the South. So Baker certainly was not going to become a Democrat. So Baker accepted the Oregon Republican Party's invitation to come up north and help them save the new state from the clutches of the soft-on-slavery Democrats, led by then-Senator Joseph Lane. Baker set up housekeeping on the campus of Willamette University in Salem. 8 months later, he was elected to the U.S. Senate. During those 8 months, though, Baker was a busy man. He traveled tirelessly around the state, giving speeches in support of his friend Lincoln. He must have been pretty good at this. Lane himself was running as the vice president on the Southern Democratic Party ticket and had blithely assumed that Oregon would follow his leadership into secession if it came to that. Not that it was a real big deal which way Oregon went. At that time, there were hardly any people in the state. But on election day, Oregon went for Lincoln. Lane wasn't even able to deliver his own state. As if to add insult to injury, the Oregon State Legislature then elected Baker to the U.S. Senate. Lane was so furious that he refused to introduce Baker in the Senate, as was the usual protocol. Of course, Lane was the senior senator, and now Baker was the junior. Historian Kennedy, that's Elijah R. Kennedy, who wrote The Contest for California in 1861, How Colonel E.D. Baker Saved the Pacific States to the Union, published in 1912, that Kennedy, makes a strong case that Lane's pique was understandable. His plans had involved delivering the entire West Coast to the South, or possibly having it secede on its own as a Pacific Republic. That's the name he had in mind, Pacific Republic. Without Baker's wildly successful oratory barnstorming tour, Kennedy says this would have happened. And you know, Kennedy was there at the time, living in California, so his opinion carries some weight. It's tempting to wonder what would have happened if Baker had survived the war. By all accounts, this man was one of the best speakers of the century. When he started his barnstorming tour of the state, most of its 52,000-odd residents thought of him as an imported interloper, what Southerners would call a few years later a carpetbagger. By the time he'd finished giving speeches in Astoria, the Dalles, Roseburg, and places in between, the complete opposite was true. By all accounts, he was amazing, blessed with a freakish ability to remember people's names. Boy, I wish I had that. And a natural touch on the podium. He was on the side that won the war. He was one of President Lincoln's closest friends. What might he have gone on to accomplish? Would he have gone on to become Oregon's first presidential native son, or at least presidential native stepson? Well, today, Baker is buried in San Francisco, and there is a statue of him in the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. Like his old nemesis, Joseph Lane, he has an Oregon county named after him, as well as a city. Lane County is on the extreme west side of the state, right next to the ocean. Baker County is on the extreme east side of the state, right next to Idaho. And there's a big mountain range between them. You know, both men probably would have approved. Well, that's it for today. You just heard, only sitting U.S. Senator killed in battle was from Oregon, sort of, by Finn J.D. John, that would be me, published first on April 10th, 2011. If you'd like to see the art for this story or print out a hard copy for some reason, you can look it up on my website at offbeatoregon.com, which will take you straight to a table of contents arranged in order of first publication date. Meanwhile, that covers us until tomorrow, when we'll upload another one. You can look for it after about 6 o'clock in the morning. So until then, have a great day.